Talk to anybody who is good in the spiritual life, and they will share with you how important prayer is. We, in fact, hear it all the time. It's important to pray. You need to pray. I think sometimes when people are feeling that things are not going so well, we say, well, have you prayed? When something really awful has happened to someone we care about, our first instinct is often to pray. But the real challenge, I think, is that while we know that prayer is important, we do not always know how to pray. And that puts us in good company because the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray. On the one hand, it is something that should come naturally and easy. We are in conversation with God who loves us more than we can possibly know. And so, sitting in the presence of God, whether it's in the Blessed Sacrament or a quiet place in our house, should be an opportune time to sit, to listen to God, and to talk to God in a natural and easy way. But we know that that silence is not easy to cultivate, especially in a world where there seems to be so many distractions and so many things that cause us to be worried about many things. We are not unlike Martha, who was worried about so many things when her sister Mary was serving Jesus in hospitality, in conversation, listening to what he had to say. But Martha's mind was abuzz with all of the details. You can almost see that kind of situation where everything has to be just perfect. And so Martha is worried and she's concerned and she's doing all these things that have to be done when a guest is invited to our house. The same can be true when we find ourselves in silent prayer. It's almost as if our brain says, oh good, here's a moment, I can bombard you with a million thoughts. But if we cultivate it, if we take the time to get used to being in silence, perhaps by writing a list of all the things that distract us so that we won't forget them, but then to focus our attention on God. Many of you learned about prayers that were devotional in nature, the rosary and other prayers. Some of you may even say those prayers. I know many people start their day with the offering to God or the prayer to their guardian angel or something like that. There is reading the Word of God. One way to listen to God speak is to read what He has said, His Word, the Bible, and praying with the Bible. Maybe just taking a moment to read a passage and starting with the Gospels. I always think the Gospels are the right place to start because we can get discouraged if we start and get too far into the Old Testament. We tend to get distracted when we get, unless we're a lawyer, I suppose, until we get to Deuteronomy and Leviticus, and it's all those laws that, if we don't understand what the point is, can be very difficult for us. How is it that we are to pray? Because there's one more difficulty to prayer, at least I find it's difficult in my own life, and that is staying with it. Being disciplined. Having the discipline to make it a part of my every day. And not giving in to that temptation about prayer that says, well, if I'm not getting anything out of it, it must not be very valuable. If we look at the lives of the saints, we see that the saints in their lives had long periods of dryness where they didn't get anything out of prayer. And some of these lasted for a long time. St. Teresa of Avila, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, they had years and years of this dryness. But their faith was that they continued to pray. And so we see these things in these readings today. Moses, who needs the support of others in order to keep from getting weary, and so too do we. We don't always come to Mass only for ourselves. We also come for the presence of God that we share when we are together. As St. Matthew says to us, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. We also recognize what St. Paul reminds us about the Word of God, that it can help us to do the things we need to do. And it tells us we must do something. Here in the Archdiocese, we are in the midst of something called All Things New, which is really a plan of, to prepare, which will be painful and difficult, but will be necessary. Listening to the voice of God and making those decisions that are difficult so that God may be proclaimed. But the program, the plan, started with something that Catholics are not always very good at, but will be necessary and essential if the Church is to be strong in the Archdiocese of St. Louis. We have to share it. We have to invite people to come to church with us. We have to be willing to listen to those who are not active in their faith, to see if we can proclaim the Word as Paul tells us to do in the second reading. We have to be engaged in a process that helps people to realize that at the center of everything is not our parish, but the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. How are you going to share the faith? How are you going to grow in your life of prayer? The easiest way to keep from growing weary is to recognize that we don't need the same thing that Moses did, someone holding up our hands to pray. We simply need to be aware of God's grace and to be aware that we are always in His holy presence.